The sea is what makes us what we are. Discover it. Villa Garcia cannot be explained without explaining its relationship with the sea. It is not a border, it is an extension of the city itself. A territory that shapes and identifies it, that forms a substantial and indissoluble part of its history, its essence and its being. Part of which is its inhabitants. And, why not, of those who visit us. In the estuary that caresses our coastline, you will find everything that identifies us. What we have constructed is built around the sea. And from here, we invite you to discover it, to live it and to share it. Two sea tourism routes. From the point where you are, there are two itineraries whose aim is to discover the many tourist attractions that Villa Garcia offers related to the sea. To the north, on your right, the Caril Seafood Tourism Route starts, which allows you to visit the Compostela Beach, the seafood cultivation area and the work of the shellfish gatherers, Cortegada Island and the mount of the River Ulla, from where the Jacobean route of the Sea of Arosa starts. Heading south to your left is the start of the seafood tourism route of Bilashuan, where you will arrive through a promenade. There you will be able to get to know its market square, its port, its seafaring traditions, its monumental wealth and the Orial Cove. The point through which the route of Father Sarmiento accesses Villa Garcia. Villa Garcia, Jacobean port. Villa Garcia is the origin of all ways. Several Jacobean itineraries converge in the city. The fluvial route of the Arosa Sea and the Ulla River, which goes up the river to Ponte Cesures to continue on foot to Santiago. The route of Father Sarmiento, which runs through all the coastal municipalities of the Pontevedra and Arosan estuaries. The spiritual variant of Salnes, which accesses the city through the inlet of Orial, after deriving from the Portuguese way through the monasteries of Poggio and Armenteira. The marina of Villa Garcia is the neuralgic point from which the boats depart to go up the Ulla River following the itineraries determined by the 17 crews that confirm the only maritime river via Crucis in the world.